Mishnah says Makom Shenagel Libnos, and the Mishnah discusses the different materials that are to be used for this kosel that is being built. And the Mishnah mentions, based on what the material is, that will be determining the width of the kosel. As Mishnah goes on to say, when it comes to gvil, each one gives gimel, total of six tfachim. By gazis, it's a total of five, 2.5 for each one. Kfisin is a total of four tfachayim for each person. And finally, levenim is going to be three in total, and it means a tefach and a half per person. Says the Gemara, what exactly are these materials? How do we define them? Says the Gemara, gvil. That refers to avni delo mishafya, meaning to say that they're not chiseled, right? So therefore, they're a total of six tfachim because things are jutting out. Whereas gazis, avni de mishafya, that means that they're plain, they're chiseled, so they're smoother, there isn't anything jutting, and therefore the total would be not six tfachim, but five. How do we know that that's what gazis is vis-a-vis gvil? The chsiv, Pasuk says in Sefer Melachim, regarding the first Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo HaMelech, Ko'ela Avonim Yekaros, Kemidos Gazis, and the Vegomer is of course relevant, and you have the Pasuk in most of your Gemaras in the Baden, Kemidos Gazis Migoraros Ba'Megeira, right, which means it was chiseled out with a tool. So that's exactly the indication that Gazis is of course the chiseled stone. What else does it have in the Mishnah? It talks about kfisin and levenim, right? We had kfisin, which were going to be a total of four, for chayim for each, and levenim, which is a total of three, explains the Gemara. Kfisin archi, levenim livni. In other words, Rashi says, let's look at Rashi, ariach chatzi levena, it's a half a brick. The halveina is a whole brick at gimel tfachim. The ariach, which is the half brick, and that's what we have with the total of four, because you have a half of three is 1.5. So that's going to be two of those is three. But then you're going to have the middle filler that's going to make an extra tefach to make a total of four. Chatzi levena v'halveina gimel tfachim v'ariach tefach umechza. The ovia kosel, the thickness of the kosel, will consist of a riach mikan, that's the half brick on one side, a riach mikan on the other side, the tefach be'emtza, shenosin sham tit l'chabro, that's where you put the tit in between, the cement in between, to take the two halves and merge them together. So therefore you have kfis and archi, levenim, livni. And that explains all four midos of the Mishnah regarding vilgazis, kfisin, and levenim. Amar le Rabba b'rei de Rava le Rav Ashi. So he questions the following: Mimai de gvil avni de lo mishaf yoninu v'hai tefach yisrael morsha de karnisa. When it comes to the excess amount of gvil over gazis, which we said gvil total is six and gazis is five, so the way we explained it was because gvil is the unchiseled stone. And the extra tefach to make it six total is because Moshe de Karnisa, that what's jutting out, what's protruding. How do you know that that's what it is when it comes to gvil? We know what gazis is, but how do you know that gvil is because of the extra jutting out protrusion that makes it six tefachim? Maybe something else. Another possibility. Dilma pala de gazisu. It may be what you have is a half of gazis stone. Gazis is five. So if you have half of that, you'd have 2.5. 2.5 and 2.5. V'hai tefach yisera lebeinei orvihu. And then you have the extra tefach as filler. That would be analogous to what you just told me when it comes to kfisin and levenim. Kidakarmi, not kfisin archi, levenim livni, that the kfisin are the half of the levenim. V'hai tefach yisera lebeinei orvi. So perhaps that's what accounts for the difference between gvil and gazis, that gvil is six, because what you have here is a half brick of gazis and filler to give you the extra, account for the extra tefach to make six in total. So how do you know it's because of the protrusion? This is what was asked of Ravashi. Amale, so Ravashi responds, Utameich, I ask you, on your count, kfisin archi minolan, how do you know to explain that kfisin is archi, as we said, it's a half of levenim. Ella, answer must be Gmar Gmirila. We have a tradition that that's what it is. So if that's the answer when it comes to explaining how you know Kfisa Nizarchi, so that same tradition explains what Gvil is relative to Gazis. Gvil Nami, Avni Dugom Eshafya Gmar Gmirila. This is what we have, this is what we know to be the case. This is one version of the dialogue. It was Rabba Braid Rava asking Ravashi regarding how we know Gvil is what we said about the extra protrusion. Ika di Amri, some variation of what was asked and who asked it. Amale Rav Acha Braid Rav Avya le Ravashi. So it was not a Rava Braid Rava, it was Rav Acha Braid Rav Avya. And the question was not regarding Gvil, it was regarding the other thing, regarding the Kfisin. Mimai the high Kfisin Archinin. How do you know that Kfisin is a half brick? And then when you figure out why does it come to four rather than three, the high Tefach Yisero Beni Urvi, because you have half of, as we said, half of the three, one and a half, and then the filler of one to give you the four. Maybe another way to explain how you get to four by Kfisin. Dilma my Kfisin, Avdi Dilma Shafian, Vai Tefach Yisero, Mursha de Karnasa. Maybe Kfisin is really the same thing, the whole brick of Levainim, but not chiseled. And therefore you have the extra Tefach that way. Just as you find, as you explain to the Kamin and Kvil, Avdi Dilma Shafian, and Gazis, Avdi Dilma Shafian. As you explain the relationship between Kvil and Gazis, that Gvil means it was untrimmed, unchiseled. So maybe that's what would explain why Kfisin are four and Levainim are three. So Ravashi responds here, Amalei, quote this version, L'tameich, Gvil, Avnei Dilma Shafti Minola. How do you know that? How do you know that Gvil is based on the understanding that it was untrimmed, and that's why it's six? Elo Gmar Gmirula. The answer is, you have the tradition that that's what Gvil is. So Achinami, this is how we understand Kfisin as well. Gmar Gmirula, Kfisin is a half brick. Okay, so two versions of exactly what was being asked, and the bottom line is that we know what everything is. Amar Abaye, now Abaye makes the following observation. Shma Mina, from what we just discussed, we see the following. Ko Beni Urvi Tefach. That when you have filler, when you have two halves, and you're trying to now put them together to create the binyan, the amount of filler that you need is a tefach. We'll see in Rashi what the nafkamina from all of this, but this is Abaye's observation. Shema mina halacha. The Gemara says, Hani mila betina, ava b'richsa b'yitfei. This is when it's just pure the cement, but if you have pebbles, like gravel type of a mixture, when you have pebbles mixed in, so then in order for it to hold, you need more than a tefach. So that would be according to one version. So a tefach would be without gravel, without richsa. But he could be on me the other way around. Hani mila b'richsa, this that you need a tefach is when it's mixed with pebbles. But if it's without the pebbles, then you actually can do it less than the tefach. But meanwhile, we have a question exactly when is that tefach needed? Is it by, either way, richsa requires more. The question is richsa requiring a tefach and otherwise would be less? Or is it a tefach with when it's just the cement and richsa more? But either way, this halacha, whenever it applies, is nogea something. So what is Abaye saying? Gabi watch, mami no. What is this nafgamina? Let's see Rashi. Bubeni urvi. Oh, did we read before? Where do we read? Livni. Livni levenos shlemos levena laovia kosa. Lemorsha de kanasa, Rashi avanim boltos lachutz. The heads of it are protruding. She'enam chalakos. They're not smooth. Lachi boy, rochav tefach yiser. That's where you have to have the extra tefach. Lebeni urvi ben dimus shemikan. This is the form that you have on one side. Ben dimus shemikan. Nosin tit b'emsa. Hachi gasinan ema leveni delo mishafyan. Apparently Rashi's girsa was leveni delo mishafyan. What do we have, I think, in our girsa? What? Avni. Okay, good. Shema mina. So this is Abaye's point. Shema mina. The nafka mina, why is Abaye saying Shema mina? What do we need to notice? The mekaba lav livnos kosel chavero. Come back in a second. Berichsa avonim dakos betit ben shnei adimosos. Between the two forms, you have pebbles as well. What is the Shema mina? The mekaba lav livnos kosel chavero. You make a commitment to build a wall for somebody. And now you have to know, what is your obligation? Your obligation is, if you can have these two halves, these two forms, and you want to connect them, you have to have a minimum of a tefach in between. This Kabbalah that you're making is binding, yeah? You made a kinyan. It's a kinyan livnos, no? What is that? Is that not a kinyan dvarim? You can't leave alone that the kinyan dvarim. What is it pshat? How does it work? Is it because you're mishabi, you're nechasim? You have to do that? Is that what Tosa said before? When it comes to aguda, so why are they bound by the kinyan? Because they are mishabi de nechasim. That's what you have to say here too? Or you don't need that? Yeah, just the money itself. I, but Tosa said shiba nechasim. The difference would be, as we said, what was the case in Tosis? You're making a kinyan to do a kosel for who? For you. For yourself too. You're owning half the kosel. So that may be required for Shibin Chassin. Otherwise, you haven't given him anything. You haven't mishavid mamet to the other guy. Here, Rashi is talking about a case, a person is mishavid himself to make a kosel for someone else. So here, I don't think you have to come on to Shibin Chassin. That's a regular kinyan. I'm mishavid myself to build for you a wall. Yeah, that's a pashut. Yeah. Meanwhile, the nafkamina would be that you need to have this tefach in between. That's how much you have to put in for the glue. What's the pshat? Because that's what we see. But don't we know anyway the din is kiminig hamedina? So wouldn't that have to be the reality regardless? So what is Abai trying to say? Shma mina. Is that called kiminig hamedina? So, not so simple. Go ahead, Chaim Yeshua. So, what's the relationship between the Shurim of the Mishnah and Minig HaMedina? We have to revisit what we discussed in Beis HaMed Aleph. The Mishnah says Shiurim, and yet we know Kalk Minig HaMedina. So, like, wait a second. Is it about the Shurim of the Mishnah, or is it Minig HaMedina? Why does the Mishnah have to talk about Shiurim? Who asked this Kasha?
Tosis.
Ah, nice. Tosis. And what did Tosis say? What did Tosis say?
Maximum.
In other words, if the minig would be more, you wouldn't have to do more. Okay, so then you have an answer to my question. In other words, the minig could be more, but Abai says this is what's required. The same way the Mishnah gives shiurim, and you wouldn't have to do more than that. Now Tosis says if you had a minig to do less, what did Tosis hold? Then you could do less. Who argues in Tosis? The Rush. Good, the guys are holding. Baruch Hashem, it's a while. What does the Rush hold? I didn't even put this on the chorus. You just had to push it the whole top. What? Oh, it's fixed. Okay, so Vaita, good. Okay, so what was our question? What is Abai telling me that you have to follow this protocol of Beini Uri Tefach, Minig HaMedina? But you see, what did the Rush tell us? That no, when it comes to the Shurim of the Mishnah, the thickness, Minig HaMedina speaks to what, says the Rush? Speaks to what? Material. But the amount of space that has to be given up for the wall, that's kavua. That's, I don't want to say carved in stone, okay? Could be whatever it is. It's locked in. It's fixed. Yeah, but that's what's required. That's what the Mishnah says. Nope. So therefore, that would be same Malach and Abaye. Right? That's the din. It doesn't matter what the minig is. Yeah. It's interesting, we also said something in Rashi about this. Rashi in the Mishnah never mentions Minig HaMedina regarding the shear over Yakosa, but we also said a vort in Rashi that when a person pledges, what is he pledging? He's pledging to build a sturdy wall. Yeah. And the Mela, the Chachamim come in, he shows he's Makben Hezek Re'iya, they agree, the Chachamim come in, they convey everything, so it's nothing to do with, now it's just the Chacham stepping in. So this is Abaye too. Abaye says, person commits to build a wall, same areas in the Mishnah. Now there's halachas. So now it's not Minig HaMedina, it's about whatever it is that has to be, whatever that thickness is supposed to be, whatever the protocol is supposed to be, that's chamag mi koveya. Yeah, so here maybe also. Yeah, this is one piece of Gemara. Okay. Let's see a little bit more. Says the Gemara, so now it comes out, we have the shear of the Mishnah, we understand what each of these materials are, and the shear must stated in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, l'meimra, so are you coming here to tell me, what we see apparently in the Mishnah, the begazis, gazis is the standard that we saw by Beis HaMikdash, right? The kol dalet amis gova, You have a pus yocham shekoi ilo lo koi. If it's a 4-armor wall, then it will stand, it will be able to be sustained by a width of 5. Because we see in the Mishnah, the width of gazes is 5 tvachim total, 2.5 for each one. And the height, as Rashi points out from the next Mishnah, or the later Mishnah, is for the height is 4 amos. So the Gemara is assuming in the question right now that that proportion is critical for the wall to be viewed as a wall that can be, that can stay, that can be sustained. That a 4 amos height needs 5 tfachim width. So comes the Gemara now with a question, the ha'ama traksin, the havoi gavoa tlasin amisa, The question from the first Beis HaMikdash, that they had a dividing wall between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodashim, that dividing wall was an amathik, and it's called amatraxin, the particular label Tosis will address why it's called traxin, but we know what it is. It's an ama wall that divided between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. And the height of this wall till you get to the Aliyah, which is the second story, or the end of the, you know, the Hecha was, that was a 30 Amma height. And Amma is by definition, as we know, 6 Tfachim. So the question is, the proportion doesn't seem to work. Because if you're telling me that for every 4 Amma height, you need a width of 5 Tfachim, we're talking now gazes, everything was gazes there as well. The first place was built with gazes. So here, you're talking now many, many more amos over that of 4 amos, going to 30. So you should have a much thicker, you should have a much thicker wall. That's the question of the Gemara. More answers. Kevin de'ika tefach yisera koi. It's not like it automatically has to continue to be proportioned. The extra tefach gives it now the koach to even have to support even a much taller wall. So initially you need to have 5 tefachim to support 4 amos. But now it's not going to continue being proportionate, that if you expand a tefach, you're only going to gain now whatever it is, proportionate, right? So you get another, you know, proportion of 4 amos. I don't know, do the math. What? Anyway, whatever that is. No, once you get an extra tefach, now you can go all the way as high as you want. You can go to 30 amos. That's what the Gemara gives as the teretz. This is, meanwhile, the premise of the question was that it would require much more of a width to get to the height of 30 amos. The Gemara is assuming that the width of the Mishnah is needed to sustain the height of 4 amos. Rashi says, L'meimra de begazis, Kol dalet amis gova, yihavi pus yehi tfachim koi, ilo lo koi, kidetnan demas nisin, begazis, zenos in tfachayim umechza, zenos tfachayim umechza. Each one gives 2.5, contributes 2.5, ikatani seifa, and we have a later Mishnah, mechayvin osel of nosa dalet amis. We saw this quoted in Beis HaMikdash, right? That if it falls, you have to rebuild to the height of 4 amis, which is the basic requirement for hezek re'iyah. Ufi cheshben zeh, according to this, Lugova Shmona. So if you now, as you're going to keep going up 4 amas, increments of 4 amas height, you have to keep increasing the width by 5 tfachim. So again, if he's out, Lugova Shmona Sarach Yud Tfachim Rocha. Again, and now do the math if you want to get up to 30. But meanwhile, the Kash is Amatraxin, the Binyan Shlomo, the Gazes Havi, that was made of Gazes, Dichsev Avni Gazes. The Havi Shloshim Amma Komasa was a height of 30. Bein Avdu Ela Amma LaHavda Bein Ahechol Kodshi HaKadoshim. Rashi, and then the Gemara gives the answer. Since you have a Tefach Yisera, Mishum Hai Tefach Pus Ya Matzi Lagbua Tuva. So that extra Tefach gives now a whole different, it creates a whole new reality that allows you to build even much more high, not just a proportion to what before. An interesting ha'ara now. The Mishnah says, V'chein Begina. the Gemara explains Umanda Amar that it's Hezek Ria is Lav Shmei Hezek. What is V'chein Begina? The word for it says Ayin Hara, but then the Gemara says, but it's not the same reasoning. The Gemara says, but it's V'chein goes and Vilva Gazes. Now, Shitas HaRambam is unique. What is Shitas HaRambam about Gina? How high does the wall have to be?
10 fachim.
It shouldn't be like trespassing. The Rambam doesn't accept that you need 4 amas. Say, so I ask you now, according to the Rambam, if it's only a kosel of 10 tfachim, so assuming you make, and the minig is to make it gvil begazis, so let's say making of gazis, what would the width have to be?
Less.
You think less, right? It would seem, because that's the premise here. I mean, it could be, even according to the Teretz, we're not changing the assumption that for 4 amis you need a width of a 5, right? But if once you get it more than 5 tfachim, you can even get it much more than another 4 amis. You add another amma, you can get many, many more amis height. But if you have something which is just as high as 10 tfachim, you shouldn't need the width of... But from the Lashon of the Rambam, it wouldn't seem that way. The Rambam in Shechinim, right, when he gives you Gina, he mentions right before that the Gvil V'Gazis, what it is in terms of width. The Kama in Beis Tezvav, Kama Yeh Rachbo, Akol Keminig HaMedina, and then he goes on, Kama Gobo Akosel and Pachas Be'arba Amis, V'chein Begina Kofela Havdil Mechitza Asar Tfachim. I don't see in the Rambam that the width would be able to be anything less than what would be the halacha generally. So I don't know. It's a question. I don't know why couldn't you get away with less, according to the Rambam, if it's only 10 tfachim height. What?
I mean, the question of the Gemara seems that doesn't the width have to be proportional? And the answer comes out that it's just no.
But in the Teretz of the Gemara, all the Gemara has really said was that once you get wider, then it's no longer going to be proportion. But it seems to me that even after the Teretz of the Gemara, if you're talking about something lower than 4 amis, you certainly could do with less of a width. All we did in the Teretz where we said, but don't assume now that in order to build higher, you have to keep proportionally making it wider. No. I understand you have 5 tfachim width, 4 amas height. But now, if you expand the width to 6 tfachim, it doesn't mean you can only, right, you can only get another, what? 0.625. Right. Good. Excellent. Thank you for that. Right. A quarter of what you get, right. No, and now already you can get, it supports a lot higher of a wall. But besides Jamie, if you're talking about a very low wall, it sounds like you shouldn't have to build it with 5 tfachim. But the Rambam says Gina is 10 tfachim, and I don't see in the Rambam any indication that you would be able to do it with less. I don't know. It's a good ha'ar, I think. I mean, but that's this Gemara. Let's just see maybe the Tosis first, then we'll continue along the Gemara. Arba Amis Gova Apusya Dehe Koi Tfeilo Koi. This is what we just said in the observation that you need a width of 5 to sustain a height of 4 amis. And that was a question of Mama Traxin. The Kashal Rabbeinu Tam Halavenim Degree Koi Bishloshet Tfachin. But wait a second, how could the Gemara have this assumption that to sustain a height of 4 amis, you need the width of 5 by gazis? But what about the fact that you have gvenim, and gvenim, the entire width is what? 3 tfachim. So you see that you can have a wall being sustained on less than 5 tfachim. The 4 amma wall by gvenim can be 3 tfachim. So what is Gemara assuming? That you can only have a wall, 4 amma sustained by 5 tfachim. That's true by gazis, but you see by gvenim otherwise. That's kasha number one. The od hakachazina dekoy begazis tfeya porta. Look at the world. Look around. You see that you can build gazis on less than this, and it stands, doesn't collapse, it holds. So what is this maksha thinking? You mamish won't last. It can't stand. Sure, it can stand. We see it all the time. Yeah, it can stand. The two kashas. The tirates. The hachi kama. What the Gemara means is tfei lo koi kemishpat gozes. She wrote some b'nei adam livnoso she yamud yamim rabim kishabonim begozes. Of course, you can have a wall that you spend less on, and you can have less width, and it can stand for whatever you put in. For such a wall, it can last. But when you invest in a wall of gazis, then you want a wall that's going to have the potential to last according to standards of gazis. Of course it will stand, but not the potential. You want to maximize its potential. So for the potential of what gazis is as a wall, you're putting in a lot of money for such a wall. Such stones are expensive, so you want it to have the lasting power of what such a wall has within its potential to last. So therefore, kemishpat gazis, that you meet, five fachim width, that's Tosfos Teretz. It's interesting that, again, to go back to Dav Beis a little bit, you remember the Rush brought this Gemara with one of his rayas, that if the minig was to build less than the midah that the Mishnah gives for the width, so what did the Rush hold on that? Minig aruah, minig shtus, yeah. Unlike Tosis, who said that, okay, then you would be able to follow the minig and you can get away with less. So the Rush brought a raya, Rush in Simon Aleph. De kimu rabbanan, de bebatsa mehachi lo koi. So the Rush brought this line of Gemara as a raya that you can't go after the minig if it's less than the shear. The shearim are fixed because the Gemara makes this blanket statement. Even the Teretz Gemara is only saying once you add a little bit, then you can even be magbia even more than proportionate. But the fact is, less than this shear, it won't last. And therefore, you can't follow the minig. It's a minig aruah. That was the Rush's taina from this Gemara. So, while chayra, the answer for Tosfos holds, you would follow the minig unless. So, what would be the answer for Tosfos? We found the answer. The Mashal points out, well, read what Tosfos says in the Gemara. What had Tosfos learned this line of Gemara? That lo koi, it doesn't stand. It can't have. Doesn't it? It won't be able to last. What does it mean in the Gemara? It won't last. In what sense won't it last? According to what you'd expect from what the potential is for gazis, it won't have what its potential is, and therefore, when you're building typically from gazis, you want it to be that width in order to have the lasting power of what gazis is. Of course, you can have less. If it's less, it will last too. It won't last as much. It won't last the potential. And you have levenim as well. So this is what the Masha says in response to the Kash of the Rush. That's the Masha in the beginning. The second Masha on Mesachta, when Tosa says on Beis Amid Aleph, "If Nagu Lasses Gepachas Yase," that it works out if the minig is less, you can do less. But Rush Kasev Lamait Nami Gepachas the minig Aruahu, the Rayasa Mil Kaman from this Gemara, that if you have Gova Dalad Ames, you need Hei Tfachim Koi Ilolo Koi. V'Yeshli Yase V'Divit Tosa Kmasu Kasev Shamal Kaman Dachi Kamalo Koi Kemishbat Gazes Yam Yamin Rabin. Good. In the stomach, you have to know the Rush apparently didn't learn this way. So what does the Rush do with Tosfos Kashas? Tosfos Kashas are very good Kashas. What do you think, Yaakov?
I was wondering if the Rush read the Gemara literally. Because he himself said later that there are judges all around. So even if it wouldn't stand for a long time, he himself said later to just go to court. So you would have to read it literally.
Tosfos' second Kasha was my observation also. You see that it does stand.
Yeah.
Okay, Lamaisa Tosfos Om Shat solves, you know, the Kasha of the Rush on Tosfos. Okay, so there's a little cheshbening out from before. Okay, continues the Gemara. So right now we brought an Amma Traxin, and we explained why you can have this Amma wall in Bayis Rishon that was 6 Tfachim width and the height of 30 Ammas. And it doesn't contradict the fact that our Mishnah talks about a height of Dalet Amis with a 5 tefachim thickness. Because again, once you get to 6, you can really build much, much higher. Okay. Meanwhile, now the Gemara focuses on the following. So meanwhile, we talked about the Amatraxin in Bayis Rishon, which was the dividing wall between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, V'migdash Sheni, my time lo'avut Amatraxin. Why is it that in Migdash Sheni we didn't have an Amatraxin, we had rather a Paroches, and really a Machokes Tanoim, we'll soon get to it, whether there was one Paroches or two Paroches is between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, but it wasn't a wall. So the Gemara wonders, why was it not also in Bayis Sheni to have an Amatraxin? The Gemara answers, Ki Kai Betuasin Kai Tvego Kai. Because even though we said that by adding an extra tefach to make it an Amma thickness, that would enable you to build far, far higher than just 4 Ammas, or a little more than 4 Ammas, proportionate, you can get up to 30, but that's the max. In other words, Betuasin Kai. But in Bayis Sheni, the height was more than the height of the what you needed to divide from the Heichal to Kodesh HaKadoshim till you got to the Aliyah of the Heichal, it'd be higher than 30. As we'll soon see. And therefore, that an Amma thickness would not do the trick in order to be able to sustain such a high wall. 30, you can manage with an Amma thickness, but not more. Tsego Kai. And Uminola Davi Gavotfe. How do we know that the height of the Bayis Sheni, and therefore the wall that would be dividing Heichal Kodesh HaKadosh and Bayis Sheni, was higher than 30. D'chsiv, it's written in the Pasuk in Chagai. Chagai, you know, was a Navi that was urging on the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. He was the last of the Nevi'im. Chagai Chaim Malachi were living at the Tkufa of the Haskalah Bayis Sheni. They were the Sof of the Nevi'im. So a lot of the Nevuos of Chagai describe the vision of the Bayis Sheni, and he was encouraging everybody to go and build it, and he was misnabe about it. And he said the following, Gadol yiyeh kvod ha-bayis hazeh ha-achron min harisha, that the glory of the Bayis Sheni will be greater than that of the first Beis HaMikdash. In some respects, right? Because obviously we all know that in other respects, the Gemara Yuma says that Bayis Sheni lacked certain things, 5 things were lacking. But Chagai talked about, in some respects, there was a greatness to the second Beis HaMikdash, and we have 2 explanations of what that means, and both are valid. Rav Shmuel v'Ami Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar Chad Omar b'Binyan v'Chad Omar b'Shanim. So one explains that the Gadol meaning in Binyan, meaning in height. It was higher, taller. And the other says, in terms of the how many years it lasted, we know Bayis Rishon was 410 and Bayis Sheni was 420. Rashi says that the Bishanim, Bayis Rishon Amad Dalad Meir is the Esther, 410 years. Bayis Sheni Dalad Meir is the Esther. That's the Remez. The Zos, Rashi brings in Pasha Sachmi most. The Zos, Yava Aaron El HaKodesh. Everyone knows the Rashi, the Gematria. What's the Zos? Add it up. The Zos, 410. The Zos, the Remez to the Yishanim of Bayis Rishon. If you ever want to remember that Remez, that's the Rashi in Chumash. The Zos, in Pasha Sachmi most. The Zos, Yava Aaron El HaKodesh. Remez to the Shanim of Bayis Rishon. Yeah?
The Rashi before about Binyan?
Now let me go back. Yeah. Now, this is a difficult Rashi. I know what you're thinking. Let's address it. Bibinyan, I skipped it. Yeah, Bibinyan. Shaya Govo. Now, in our Rashi, the Girsa is Meya Amos, Kidam Meseches Midos. The Mishnayos and Midos describe, of course, the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's talking about Beis Sheni. Midos is all dimensions of Beis Sheni. And Rashi says that if you look there, you see Govo Meya Amos. That means we're talking all the way to the top, the height of the Heichal. Here, I actually have here. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav. HaHeichal Meya Al Meya Arum Meya. HaOtam Shesh Amos, that's like the below ground. The Govar Boy Mama. The Amakir Amasayim Beistilfa Amatikra Amaziva. And then you get to the Aliyah, the Govah Shel Aliyah, again Meya Amma, Amakir, these are different types of decorations, I'm assigned the stilfa, I'm a tikra, I'm a maziva. These are like the supports between one story and another, and on top, and the cement. The gemma amos maika, the amakol ore, if you get 100. The Rashi tells us that it was 100 amos. Now, notice what the Bach does. The Bach changes the girsa. What did the Bach do? He changes it. Not, Rashi says, not mea, but... What did the Bach say? Mem. Like the mem. Mem. Near the zehu tos, the harei bayis rishon, hayagavah kuf chafama. See, the problem is that, how could you say bayis sheni was gavoa because of gadol in height, the binyan over bayis rishon because it was me'ama. But bayis rishon, look at the psukim in Navi, in Malachim, you see it was 120. In other words, till you get to the ceiling of the Heichal was 30, that's what the Gemara was talking about. And then you have the next level, the next story, above. Right? Above that ceiling, there's another level, another level. So then if you keep adding up to the top, you actually have 120. And if you add up from all the way to the top in Bayis Sheni, you have 100. So in that sense, it's not God. Im kein, migdash rishon gavoa yoseh. So that's the kasha de Bach. Va'al kein tzarech lomar mem. So then what are we doing if we're saying mem? We're counting ad ha'aliyah. In other words, we're talking about the divider that was until you got to the ceiling, and now you have the second story on top of that. But that's not part of our cheshbon. The amma traksin, or whatever divider it's going to be, it's going to go until you get to the ceiling of the Heichal. So in that regard, what was higher? The Sheni, because that was 40, and the Bayis Rishon was 30. So the Amatraxin was 30. And that was good enough for a sixth Fachim wall. And Bayis Sheni, which was higher, and you have to get the Amatraxin, you have to be there to separate all the way till the top, till the ceiling. So that's where you have a problem, because an Amma is not going to be wide enough to be able to get a height of 40. And that the Gadol Bibinyan would mean 40 to the Aliyah of the Heichal, as opposed to in the Bayis Rishon, it's only 30. That's where the Bach is Magia. Clear? I think others wanted to say that it could be that the cheshbon of 120 in Bayis Rishon was only the front area, which is called the ulam. Before you get to the heichal, you have another area of indoors, which was, as we know, it was jutting out on either side, north and south of the heichal, and it had a bigger entrance. The pischo shel ulam was much wider than the pischo shel heichal. That's the mashal of the big opening. The Moran Yuma says, Tshuva. You do open up a Pesach kipischo shel machat, which is very tiny, through and through, but small, and I'll open up for you the kipischo shel ulam. That's the muscle of a very wide opening. Either way, there was the ulam, which was the first area of where you were indoors with the covered area, and then from there you have the heichal. So some want to say that the cheshbon of 120 height was only where you had the extra construction above, was only for the ulam area, but maybe in Chanani, maybe the heichal didn't have as anything higher than like you had in ulam. Therefore, maybe in Chanani, the 100 of the Bayis Sheni, which was on the heichal area too, was actually higher. So then you don't have to be magia. You see, Yugen Yad Ramah, he also says 100. So you start being magia everywhere. It's not so simple, you know. In a Rashi, you have mem, and you want to say mei, you want to say mem, but it's not so pashut. But either way, that's what the Bach does. He changes it to mem, and that would be the. But either way, the Amatraxin was not going to go through the wall, through the ceilings. So either way, the Amatraxin, wherever it is, it's only going to go to that Aliyah. The question is only what Gadol means, the Binyan. When it says the Binyan, does it mean, are we counting above the second story as well? And it would have to mean that even that was taller, and then that would pose a problem if you assume that Bayis Rishon had 120, even on the Heichal part. Or does it mean exactly what the Bach says, which is only until the Aliyah? But Al Kol Panim, the Gemara is giving the teretz that the Amatraxin couldn't exist in Bayis Sheni as a wall divider because it's now higher. It's a greater height than 30, and beyond 30 it won't go. That is so far what the Gemara is saying as a teretz. Let's continue. The Isalah, the Isalah means they're both true. The Nevdu Tlasin Amin Bibinyan, the Idach Navid Paroches, says the Gemara, okay, so you understand, you have only a width of an Amma, so that can only give you a height of how much? 30. And here you have to go higher than 30. We said you have to go 40 to get to the Aliyah. So do as follows. Create a wall for 30, and then the additional, that's the additional 10 amos height, you'll put a what? A curtain, a parochis. How thick would the parochis be, Mistama? How thick? An am. That's what he means. We'll get to Tosis and Yuma, but Bukharat. If there's one parochis, the parochis has to be the thickness to fill that space of an am. Right? So the point, the Gemara, is let's make a wall as high as the wall that has a width of an amma can be sustained, which is up to the height of 30. And then the extra 10 amos height would be curtain. So you have a mix and match. You have wall and curtain. The assumption is you have to have something. In other words, what's Peshur not suggested is just leave it at that. Let's have a machitza that's not going to go all the way to the top. Machitza, that's mavdil, the hevdila paroches, you have to have a divider, dividing between kodesh and kodesh, means it has to be from floor to ceiling. That's for sure. You can't just leave it hanging and build as much as you could and leave the rest. That's not entertained by the Gemara. You have to have a divider that goes complete between the two areas. So the question is only, okay, you can't get higher than 30 with the wall, so keep wall for 30 and then do paroches for the rest. Says the Gemara, that can't be why, because kikai tlasin amisa nami agav tikramaziva avikai. Below tikramaziva avikai. The Gemara is saying, no. When I told you, I'm not a fun way to say it, when I told you that with the extra amma width, you can get a height of 30, it's not just because the extra amma width gives you the staying power of the wall to go to 30. It's also because you have the pressure on the other side, above the 30, where you have the ceiling and whatever the ceiling is constructed of, the stone of the ceiling and the maziva, which is coating and all of that. So you have the wall being supported by what is above it, and you have the width of the nama, that's good. But what you're saying now in Bayis Sheni is you don't have the tikkun maziva yet until you get to another 10 amas height, right? So now you're just going to have the 30 amma wall with the parochas on top of that's not going to work with the six tfachim width. Clear? So that's why that won't work either. Ki koi tlasin amisa nami aga tikkun maziva habikoi below tikkun maziva habikoi. Says the Gemara, okay, so you can't get to 30 without tikkun maziva with a six tfachim width wall. But still, I'm still pushing that you should do a mix and match. Do a wall as much as you could. Figure out with that tikkun maziva how much of a height can you get to be sustained by the amma thickness of the wall. The levit might be efshar bebinyan, the levit idach paroches. So let's do a height of whatever a six tfachim wall without tikkun maziva above it is going to be able to stand and use a wall for that part. And then everything, the excess, will be paroches. Amar Abaye, no, that can't work either. And this answer, again, as Tosfos is going to point out, this could come back and answer earlier kashas as well. Amar Abaye, Gemiri, we have a tradition. You can't mix and match for this divider. Ikul bebinyan, ikul beparoches. Either the entire division between kodesh, we have to have a division, kodesh, and kodesh. It has to be either all with a structure, meaning a wall, or an entirety of paroches. And where do you have those two models that you have to follow with this tradition? It's telling you one or the other. Ikul bebinyan mimigdash. Because we have the precedent of Bayis Rishon, where it was an amatraxin, so it was just wall, not paroches. Ikul beparoches mimishka. And therefore, since the option of binyan is not possible because of the height being what it is, So and you have an amma that you have to fill, and that's all. No, apparently to add to the amma, you can't. That seems also not an option. That's also, right? That so one does make a wider divider. What? Why not?
Because the area of
suffering. Yes, we'll get to it. You can't mess with that. So we're limited by the space that we have to cover, and you can't change, just add something to it. So this is what we have, and you can't do a wall for the height that we have to get to, and you can't mix and match with parochas, and therefore the option is going to be only to do parochas. Yeah, so that concludes the Gemara's discussion b'negia the amatraksin of Bayis Rishon versus the parochas of Bayis Shin. What does Rashi say? Agav tikra maziva sha'aliyah ha'isin esuna olav. That is the aliyah. That's the second story. Maziva shel tit, that's the coding. Tarkas, it's like it means a type of tit. It's the whatever it is. It's the tit that we're talking about. Algaba, the kovad amasa, this pressure, the weight, mamid akosa, that sustains it, that keeps it sturdy. Shelo yatel it studin, it won't tilt. Hilchach be mikdashenis shelo yakosa lamid magia laliyah, it wouldn't reach. Lo yuchalam. So here we have a couple of interesting things that come in the Gemara, Benogeya, the paroches of Bayis Sheni. And the reason why it couldn't be an amatraksin, it had to be a paroches. And the Gemara says this idea that you can't have a mixture, you can't have a koso partly and a paroches. Interesting, the Rambam in Beis HaBechira, the Lashon as follows. We'll soon see in Tosis also about this suffix issue. The Rambam describes the construction of the Beis HaMikdash in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Dalet. He talks about the amatraksin of the Bayis Rishon and the parochas of the Bayis Sheni. And here is what the Rambam writes. The Bayis in Halacha Beis, Dalet Beis. The Bayis Rishon, Haya Kosel Mavdil, Bein HaKodesh, Ubein Kodesh HaKodashim of Yo Amma. In the Bayis Rishon, you had a kosa that divided a thickness of an amma between Kodesh and Kodesh Kodesh. The Kevin Shabanu HaBayis Sheni, when they came to Bayis Sheni, Nistapik Lehem, they had a question. Im Ovi HaKosa Uhaya Mimidas HaKodesh or Midas Kodesh HaKodesh? We see this mentioned in Tosfos as well. One of the Pshatim on Traksin. This extra amma, you have the 40 and the 20. 40 amos was the length from east to west of the Kodesh portion, the Heichal portion, and then the 20 was the length from east to west of the Kodesh HaKadosh. And you have a separation of an amma thickness. Question is, that separation, that amma space, was that Shayach? Did it have a Kedusha of Kodesh? Is that considered part of Heichal? Or does that have a kedusha of Kodesh HaKadosh? So this was a suffix that the Chachamim had. This topic, this is all from the Gemara in Yuma. We'll take a look if you got there already. We'll get to it. Tosis there, Tosis. So that's a shayla. They didn't know what how to classify that amma. Lefichach asu Kodesh HaKadoshim of yo esrim amatimimos. So they made a 20 amma length of Kodesh HaKadosh, va'asu haKodesh haBoema tmimos, ve'inichu amma yisera bein haKodesh lein Kodesh HaKadosh, and they left this extra amma that, in the place of amma traksin, which they didn't know what status it had, they left that open. V'lo banu koso b'bayis sheni, they didn't build a koso. Elo asu shtei parochos. Now we know more specifically, they built two parochos. Achas mitzad Kodesh HaKadoshim. One was on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so closer to the 20, area of 20. The Achas mitzad HaKodesh. Ubeinein Amma, and between the two curtains was the space of an Amma, Kineged Ovi HaKosa Shadrishan, that corresponded to the space that was the Amma tracks in the Bayis Rishon. Clear? So far, no problems, right? Clear? Rambam is very clear. But now listen to the end of the Rambam. Avo b'mikdash rishon lohoise sham el parochas achas bovad. Shenema v'vdila parochas lochem v'gomer. What do those words mean? I repeat. After the Ram goes through the Bais Sheni description of the two parochos and the space in between, the Rambam concludes, Avo b'migdash rishon lohoise sham el parochas achas bovad. What? I thought you just got finished saying Migdash Rishon was what? With a kosam. Lohoise parochas achas. Shenem b'vdila parochas lochem. What is the Ram telling me? Pasha, how do you read the words of the Ram? Says the Kesev Mishnah. Of course, he brings our Gemara, brings more Newman and Aleph, brings our Gemara. He brings the Yerushalmi Kilayim, that they were nistapik about what the Amitraxin was. Fine. Then he says, Umashe Kasa Rabbeinu, at the very end of the Halacha, Avo b'migdash rishon ha'yit sham el parochas achas, nire de la mishkan kari migdash rishon. De ilu b'bayis rishon ha'yit parochas el kosa. What the Rambam must have meant was Mishka. You happy? Satisfied? No, because the Mishka said it. But, I mean, the wise Rav Sadan could talk about the Mishka now. The Rambam Pirsha Mishnah on Midos, where the Mishnah goes through. Again, at the end of the Masechta, the different dimensions. The Rambam, come at the very end of the Masechta. The Rambam refers to the Amitraxin. Sura Sahechal, Va'orach Barocha, Ve'eu Hamidos and Iskaros, Kar Yeshavnu Asam B'tchilas Perekzeh. V'chein kasod b'inyan bayis rishon, like we have here, we had also bayis rishon she'arko shelheichol hayashishim v'rachbo esrim v'yakodesh hakadashim shlishiso. In other words, it was a 60 length if you combine the heichol area east to west and the kodesh hakadashim. The kodesh hakadashim was a third of the total amount. In other words, 20 out of 60 is one third. In other words, in similar thing to the Mishkan. That's the Bais Rishon. You see, there's a wall. How do you get to Kodesh HaKadoshim? You can't go through a wall. Kohen Gadol had to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim in Yom Kippur, right? So obviously we realize if the Amma Traxin could not be without any opening, right? Correct? Okay. With the parochas, we have to know that also. How do you get through? So that's the mission of Yuma. What? So the answer is one parochas had an opening on one side. This we see in the mission of Yuma. And then he had to go around, you know, the other direction, and he came in on the other side. Where was he when he was in between? That's, we don't know. That's the shayla of the Suffolk. That's the Suffolk area. Anyway, the Rambam says, "Who anikra traksin? V'hayobo pesach v'ala paroches achas." Now we know what the Rambam might mean in Beis HaBechira. Good. Get there. Good. Hayobo pesach v'ala paroches achas. On that pesach, within the wall, the amatraksin, that was a pesach, and the pesach had a paroches covering it. Meanwhile, what did Ram tell us? There was a paroches on the Pesach of the Amitraxin. Then he goes on with Bais Sheni, the two paroches. So that's what Pshat Ram is in the Lashon and the Beis HaBechira. Because the Mishnah thinks the Ram is talking about the Mishkan, the Rambam could be referring to what he says in Pirsha Mishnah. Now, Ari says, wait a second, but the Gemara says, a line in the Gemara says, Dimiri, ikulu bibin kiyum parochas. So we have a kash of my Gemara. How could there have been a parochas on the Pesach of the Amitraxin? The Gemara says it's got to be one or the other. You can't mix. You can't have binyan and parochas. Oh, so what are you going to have to say? Who makshe? Who parech? Who makshe? Who metaretz?
Yeah. You say the paruchas wasn't in that ama; it was in front of the ama, and then it's not considered.
No, no. Say better, Yaakov.
The whole problem with there being a paruchas and the kosel is that the paruchas is going to be on top, so it's not.
So when the Gemara is saying you can't mix, the Gemara is referring to relative to what? In what issue? In terms of getting a height.
But you can put it below; it's not a problem.
Right. In other words, to say sharper. In other words, in terms of height. The Gemara is saying you can't get to that height of the vision by having a machitza that's part wall and part curtain. Those, what is the point of what you have here? Havdalah. Havdalah between Kodesh and Kodesh. The Havdalah, the partition, has two ways you can go. You can have a partition of construction of binyan, wall, or a partition of curtain. You can't have the Havdalah be that part of it is the part that what creates this, the partition is a wall, and a part of it is parochis. That's what the Gemara is discussing. That's the context of the Gemara. The Rambam's telling something else. You have a wall. The partition is the wall. That's the dividing. That's the dividing thing. Okay, so you have to get into the Kosher Kadosh. So you have a Pesach. So in fact, you also put a parochis over the Pesach. That's not. The Chalos Havdalah was Niskayim with what? Kul Bibinyan. The fact that you also hung a parochis, that doesn't bother me. The fact that you have a parochis on the wall, that's not the Gemara. You can't have a parochis on the wall. So it's the same way you can't have parochis on top of the wall, you can't have it on, over it. No. The wall is a partition. You have a Pesach, you have a parochis covering the Pesach. No. But the Havdalah is through the Kosa Pashin. So maybe that's what the Rambam will say. Okay, so a little bit more on this, we'll have to see with the Tosis, maybe took the Tosis Lemaisa, there's two Tanayim in Yuma about the about what the one parochas, two parochas is. Take a look at that Tosis, look at the Gemara there also. I just want to mention, it's because the end of Shir, just